Sign up to The Economist for in-depth curated expert analysis of world events and topics ranging from business and culture to science and technology. You'll get the weekly digital edition, online-only articles, curated newsletters on politics, the markets, science, culture and China, and full access to The Economist Podcast Plus. The Economist is independent journalism for independent thinking. Go to economist.com and get your first month free.
Wyndham Hotels and Resorts makes travel possible for all. Whether it's the long haulers looking for a great cup of coffee, a roomier rest for the on a whim road trippers, or a place to make summer memories with the whole family. No matter who you are, where you're going, or why, with 24 trusted brands to choose from like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, your Wyndham is waiting. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
At Evernorth Health Services, we believe costs shouldn't get in the way of life-changing care. And we're doing everything in our power to make it possible. Behavioral health solutions that also keep your projections at their best? It's possible. Pharmacy benefits that benefit your bottom line? It's possible. Complex specialty care that cares about your ROI? It's possible. Because we're already doing it. All while saving businesses billions. That's Wonder made possible. Learn more at evernorth.com/wonder.
This episode is supported by FX's Clipped, the scandalous story of the 2014 Clippers owner's racist remarks captured on tape and heard around the world. The series charts the tape's impact on a dysfunctional basketball organization striving to win against their reputation as the most cursed team in the league. Starring Lawrence Fishburne, Jackie Weaver, Cleopatra Coleman, and Ed O'Neill. FX's Clipped, streaming June 4th, only on Hulu.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the we just hit a million orders stage. No matter what stage you're in, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/special offer.
President, the crowd's going crazy here, but during this campaign, a huge amount of your time has been spent in court, in the courtroom in New York and so forth. Now, in this New York civil fraud case, this Judge Arthur Engoron ruled against you for almost $500 million plus interest that runs every day. When I first read this, like $87,000 a day. How will you put up that kind of money? Because you have a bond to put up. Even if you appeal, you got to put up escrow money. It's a lot of dough.
It is a form of Navalny. It is a form of communism or fascism. The guy's a nut job. I've known this for a long time, and I've said it openly.
Truly repugnant right there, and that should be called a 7- or 8-figure in-kind contribution by Fox to Donald Trump. I suppose they're calling it a so-called town hall. There, Donald Trump is comparing himself to Navalny based on the civil judgment entered against Donald Trump for his systemic and persistent fraud, and Donald Trump believes that's like getting executed by Vladimir Putin. Anyway, Donald Trump continues to basically compare himself to Navalny. Play the clip right here.
People around the world are expressing outrage over the death of Alexei Navalny, of course, in a horrific Russian prison. You posted on Truth Social about it. You said that his death made you more aware of the political circumstances here at home.
It's happening here.
Specifically, your rivals. I want to give you the chance.
Here, special counsel Jack Smith will be very interested in what Donald Trump has to say. I call this Exhibit One. Play the clip.
Why didn't you just hand him over when they were requested, though? I mean, they requested him. You could have just handed him over. Saved yourself a lot of trouble.
First of all, I didn't have to hand him over. But second of all, I would have done that. We were talking, and then all of a sudden they raided Mar-a-Lago. Do you remember? They said, could you put an extra lock on the door? We showed them where they were. We showed them. Unlike being under a Corvette in a little garage with the door open all the time. We had these things locked. We were surrounded all the time by many Secret Service agents. We had Secret Service all over Mar-a-Lago. You couldn't take anything out. But what happened, and when you take a look, Biden didn't have the Presidential Records Act. He's at great jeopardy, really. But they...
Here, Donald Trump gives his Tony Soprano, or should I say Alphonse Capone, who Donald Trump compares himself to. Here, Trump is basically saying, You know, I think the truckers are going to do something about New York. Wouldn't it be that very nice if the truckers went and did something about that nice city of yours? Play this clip.
So there are constitutional hurdles you're going to have to cross. Are you going to expect the Supreme Court would interfere in a state court decision?
I've never seen such support on a decision before. Truckers, everybody, they're saying, we're not going to deal in New York. People are leaving New York. I've never seen support like this. I think there's a lot of pressure on the court system of New York to do what's right.
I mean, you have him just sitting there in this bogus town hall as Laura Ingraham and Fox platforms this deranged nonsense, just extorting the country, extorting judges, comparing himself to Navalny. Laura Ingraham almost like coaching him on things as well. This is really weird. Donald Trump says that Tim Scott, the junior senator from South Carolina, does much better promoting Donald Trump than he did running for the presidency, and watches Tim Scott smile and nod. Play the clip.
I have to say, this is in a very positive way, Tim Scott. He has been much better for me than he was for himself. I watched his campaign, and he doesn't like talking about himself.
Just kissing the ring right there. And here, Laura Ingraham and Donald Trump are discussing more on the classified documents, and Donald Trump, again, I'll just call this Exhibit 2 or Exhibit B. Play this clip.
Should Biden have been charged in the classified documents case?
Well, nobody else has been over the years because, you know, Hillary took a lot and Bill took a lot. Bill took them out of his socks. They call it the socks case, which he won with a very tough judge, which he won. Bush took them. Everybody, Reagan took them out. Everybody took them out. It only became a big subject when I took things out. The difference is I had what's called the Presidential Records Act. I was allowed to do what I did, absolutely allowed. That's why they passed the act in 1978. They passed the Presidential Records Act. But you can only use it or be there if you're president. Biden.
So unhinged right here. Donald Trump says that even the judge, even Justice Arthur Engoron, recognized that Donald Trump made the perfect loan. His loan was so perfect. He did great loans. I think the judgment was the exact opposite of that. I mean, just a complete lunatic up there, just spewing a bunch of nonsense. Play this clip.
I think there's a lot of pressure on the court system of New York to do what's right. You borrow a small amount of money by comparison, you pay it back. The bank is in love with you. And by the way, this is a time, and a lot of the audience says, no, banks are doing very badly with commercial loans. They're not getting their money back. They're in default, everything. This was a perfect loan. I did a favor to this bank. I borrowed money. I paid it back. It was already done. Just one second. I pay it back. And then this guy uses this. It was just a weapon. They come after me and they charge me many times the money that you're talking about. $355 million fine for a perfect loan. Where the bank was happy, the insurance companies, everybody's happy. And even he, in his statement, he said Trump did nothing
wrong. Said he didn't have any contrition.
And no fact checks, no difficult questions, just Laura Ingraham sitting there. As I said, they call it a so-called town hall. Looks like an in-kind contribution to me. And here is Donald Trump saying that he is an expert in law. Play this clip.
It's all coming in on you now.
If I didn't run, oh, I got everything. I've become an expert at law. If I didn't run, I wouldn't have any of these lawsuits. You know that. None of them.
Well, I certainly hope that you and Alina Habba continue to lead the litigation strategy right here. Here, Donald Trump seems to hedge on this idea that he has the cash for the, when you add up the E. Jean Carroll defamation verdict against him, as well as the New York Attorney General civil fraud judgment against him, you get pretty close to $500 million right there. And Donald Trump seems to hedge on the fact that he has this cash. Play this clip.
Question, which I thought about a lot last night because it's such a huge amount of money. You have to decide whether you're going to put up that bond. An escrow to appeal. Going to do that? And where are you
going to
get the money?
I'll tell you what we're going to do. Number one, well, I have a lot of cash, but that doesn't mean he can take it. I mean, you know what he did? I think he looked at my cash and he said, well, we'll take all of his cash. This is all coming out of the White House. This is all, everything that you see, whether it's that one or the DA.
You know,
in the DA's office, in Bragg's office, he has his top people from the DOJ working in the district attorney's office in New York. Nobody knows that. Everything is coming out. This is all election interference. They're trying to damage me so they can win another election. They want to.
How'd you sleep last night? If you answered not so great, just okay, or don't ask, you're not alone. One out of three Americans report being sleep deprived, and your sheets could be the problem. The wrong sheets can trap body heat, leaving you boiling one minute and freezing the next. The solution? Cozy Earth bedding. Cozy Earth bedding helped make sure I had an incredible night's sleep. The sheets are so soft and breathable. You'll love them just as much as I do. Cozy Earth is a life-changing luxury. Cozy Earth's best-selling bamboo sheet is made from 100% premium viscose from bamboo, which makes them naturally temperature-regulating and breathable, so you'll sleep more comfortably all year round. Cozy Earth sheets are uniquely soft and only get softer with every wash. Cozy Earth is the brand that made Oprah's Favorite Things 5 years in a row. Cozy Earth comes with a 100-night sleep trial, which means you have up to 100 nights to sleep on them, wash them, try them out. If you're not completely in love, just return them within 100 days for a full refund. And all of their products also include a 10-year warranty against defects, whether it's their luxury bedding, ultra-comfortable loungewear, plus bath towels and more. You'll love shopping at Cozy Earth. If you've never tried Cozy Earth, I've got some great news. You can save up to 35% off Cozy Earth right now, but hurry, this offer won't last. Go to cozyearth.com/Midas and enter our promo code Midas at checkout for up to 35% off. That's cozyearth.com/Midas, M-E-I-D-A-S. Use that promo code Midas. That's cozyearth.com/Midas. Here, Donald Trump starts to spew nonsense about the 2020 election and says, I won't get into it more because we're on Fox, which was hit with a $800 million or so, or almost close to $1 billion settlement. And they have another case as well right now where they may have to settle for somewhere in that range for their defamation of Dominion, their defamation of Smartmatic. Watch Donald Trump here. Play the clip.
If I were losing in the polls, they wouldn't even be talking about me, and I wouldn't have had any legal fees.
If you had retired from politics, would all these cases?
If I were out, I think, although they hate me so much, I think if I got out, they'd still, let's pursue this guy. We can't stand this guy. Look, I won an election that wasn't supposed to be winnable. I then did much better the second time. I won't get into it, but I did because of Fox. But I did.
Here's a moment where you have Laura Ingraham trying to again coach Donald Trump, where Trump tries to say that people shouldn't do mail-in voting. And you'll see Ingraham saying, but you do good with mail-in. Don't you want mail-in? Again, she's just sitting up there like coaching this lunatic. Play the clip.
How are you going to make sure that mail-in ballots and voter fraud, which we heard from a lot of people in line, was an issue front and center? They're very concerned about mail-in voting. So forget the past. What are you going to do to make sure we don't have problems going forward?
If you have mail-in voting, you automatically have fraud. If you have
okay, well, there's mail-in voting in Florida,
that's
and
right.
You won huge.
That's right. If you have it, you're going to have fraud.
But you won.
Because you don't have any. When you go into a voting place, like you go into one in a properly run state, they look at you, you give voter ID, you give all sorts of identification. I mean, it would be very hard to cheat in a mask.
Also right here, you'll see her again coaching him once more, basically telling him that he shouldn't say, he shouldn't go and attack people. He said, because she says that makes women upset at him. Play this clip.
But the question about score settling, a lot of women, you know, they don't like the name calling. They don't like the score settling.
What are we even, are we watching a therapy session? Are we watching a coaching session? This is not a town hall. What we're watching is not journalism. What we're watching is just a pathetic, unhinged lunatic just sitting there spewing a bunch of nonsense. Here, Laura Ingraham asked Donald Trump the first thing that he would do in office. Here's what he says.
They're emptying out their prisons into
what's the
country.
First thing you will do if you become president again on the border? I know, well, that's going to be your first
there's action. Two things I'm going to do. Number one is drill, baby, drill. And the other thing, equal.
God, so he's just saying drill, baby, drill. I mean, you do realize that if we care about facts and data, under President Biden, there is more domestic drilling than when Trump was in office. You know, drill, baby, drill. There's more drilling now, and President Biden's been focused on addressing climate change in a major way, that you can actually do both right there. And again, you've got Donald Trump saying drill, baby, drill, killing the border deal, killing the funding to Ukraine, literally killing Ukrainians for Vladimir Putin, disgustingly comparing himself to Navalny, admitting to crimes and stealing classified information. But of course, the takeaway from Fox here is that this was very presidential, and this is what it looks like when you're running in a general election. This is Kayleigh McEnany giving her recap at the end. Play this clip.
Start with you. Does the former president look like he's in fighting shape?
Yes, I saw a general election candidate tonight, not someone who has a primary on his hands. I saw someone totally focused on winning new voters. I sat back and I tried to view this through the lens of a suburban woman, suburban mom, an independent voter, and I saw someone who reminded me of better times.
Okay, no, Kayleigh, that's not what that was. That was not a normal general election thing. Okay, that's not how Mitt Romney talked. That's not how John McCain talked. That's not how George W. Bush talked. That's not how Bob Dole talked. That's not how Ronald Reagan talked. That's not how George H.W. Bush talked. That's not how Jimmy Carter talked. That's not how Bill Clinton talked. That's not how John Kerry talked. That's not how people conduct themselves when they're seeking the highest office. When I watch Donald Trump there and I watch these unhinged speeches, time and time again, what's very clear to me is this is an individual who would be disqualified from holding a leadership position and probably disqualified from working in any large corporation, medium-sized corporation, small business, nonprofit, or even attending a social gathering. You're going to invite an adjudicated rapist who continues to defame his rape victim over and over again to a social gathering while he talks about cognitive tests and starts bragging about the crimes he's committing? You would not. So why do you have an incentive structure and this deranged, unhinged propaganda media propped up GOP that's gone full MAGA that incentivizes this deranged behavior? This would be unacceptable behavior for third graders, second graders, first graders, but it's someone who is leading the Republican Party. Look, I think that independents get it. I think that mainstream Republicans get it. I obviously think that Democrats get it. I think it's so critical, so crucial that we come together under the pro-democracy umbrella, look at what we're watching and say, this is insane, or here's what President Biden has to say about it. And Biden wants to highlight these things, you know, and it's incumbent on us to get these messages out if legacy media isn't. This was a report from CNN about what President Biden has ordered his campaign leaders to do. Play this clip.
Yeah, Brianna, what we've learned is that President Biden himself personally instructed some of his top campaign aides to be even more aggressive in highlighting some of President Trump's more inflammatory and wild comments. We are told that the thrust of the president's direction was to significantly ramp up the campaign's efforts to highlight the crazy shit that Trump says in public. You know,
because look, legacy media needs to cover it the way we're covering it here on the Midas Touch Network. Call it out. I'm Ben Mycelis. This is the Midas Touch Network. Hit subscribe. Let's get to 3 million subscribers together. Have a great day.
Hey, Midas Mighty. Love this report? Continue the conversation by following us on Instagram at Midas Touch to keep up with the most important news of the day. What are you waiting for? Follow us now.